Hello?
Hey, it's Julian. Is this Alan?
Yeah, Julian, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you, Alan?
Alright, so did you get the email?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just got back from a meeting. Sorry, I missed your call. Yeah, so I'll be
no
getting
problem.
this process for you today. I just kind of looked over everything. Everything looks good. I don't think we're missing anything, but I'll let you know if anything comes up, if I have any questions or anything. And like I said, I'll make sure this gets submitted today so we can try to get some answers for you as soon as possible, get this ball rolling.
Alright, no problem. Yeah, at least, like, suppose if you can get, yeah, at least get me, like, an answer which way we're going and what we're doing, so that'll really be really helpful, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how soon, by what time do you think you can call me? By afternoon or?
For Monday?
For approval? Well, no, for just like if it's approved or not approved, would you be able to tell today?
Probably not today. It is the end of the month. It gets a little bit crazy. I would say very likely Monday. If I have
okay.
any feedback for you, though, I'll let you know right away. Like if I hear anything from the our credit approval department,
sure.
typically it takes about 24 hours. Now, I can definitely like put this at the front of the line. Just, you know, I mean, we have other stuff going on, but you know, if you want to get this taken care of as soon as possible, we want to move along, you know, at the same pace as you.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely do what I can to put this at the front of the line to get it expedited. And I'll let my, my supervisor, underwriting department, everybody know. So we can all work diligently on this.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Once it's approved, what's the next procedure? Is there any other documents I can keep it ready just in case there's not a delay
Yeah. Yeah, usually we'll need some sort of verification that you're up to date with your rent, like a landlord lease agreement, and then verification of like your
last
landlord
rent
checks,
check.
Like your rent check. Yeah, things like that. Let me think of anything else that sometimes we need.
I mean, I can keep the rent checks ready for you. You know, copy of the rent checks ready for you.
Cool.
I mean, you just need the last month's rent check, right?
Typically we can just use just a month or something, but I'll let you know. Sometimes we need a couple months, but yeah, I've had plenty
I'll
of files where I just need
I'll do like 3 months of rent checks for you guys.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
And what else do you need, like a landlord verification or a lease? Should I keep a copy of the lease ready for you?
Just have the lease agreement ready, and then we'll need proof of ownership, but that's typically in the tax return. It's on the K-1
yeah,
on
right
the tax
there.
Return, so it should be in there. Yeah, everything looks pretty clean. I don't foresee any other issues or anything like that. Did you have any loans that you paid off recently? Because sometimes we'll need like a zero balance letter if you had any working capital loans in the recent history.
I mean, I don't have any working capital loans, but thing is, you know, like there's no working capital loan. Like you're talking about like something like we used to get this CAN capital loan. Then
right. Yeah, exactly.
No, none of those.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Credit card stuff. That's fine. But yeah, if you had any working capital loans, we'll typically need like a zero balance letter. If it was any time within the last few months, but no, yeah, I really don't foresee any other sort of needs, but I'll definitely, keep you updated. So that way we can get this, going as smoothly and quickly as possible. So,
all right.
Okay.
Okay. Hi. Cool.
All right, Alan. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk soon. You got it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.